The poems I'm going to read now are set as reviews of fictitious books and poetry collections written by imaginary authors. So the first one is a review of Inner Glassware, a pamphlet by Kelly Hobbs, published in Exeter by Mintleaf Press in 1996. The author is a long-time resident, this gentle tearing as of tissue down the page. A loving object liltingly, the greased paper refuses. Hatched and hatching, a spring song in pondwater mortality. More or less open, refusing the birdsong intravenously. The second poem opens and doesn't stop, unfolds to the skies like a good bit of architecture. Unmachined as a broken chainsaw buoyed upwards by burnings of wood sap, hazel, birch bark, charcoal, withies, gumboots, campion. Then it's over. A longer pages, no more rural but still with a sense of name. Illustrated delicately, with red, pink and ragged of political tension. The darkened tenderloin. Petrol charred and gumboots, again. More feng shui than feng shui, more findingo than fandango. 6 out of 10. This is a review of Eight Little Curtain Rings by Griet Hanni, published in Strasbourg by Edition de Canard in 1989, 16 pages. A psychotropic longhouse becomes the locus for this eminent rehash. Its structure is cantilevered thus, so the balcony's long shadow bunches at my throat. The entrance is a revolving door, a kind of promiscuous lock. Inside, many young Belgians body pop their continental ennui. This becomes a poetry of lampposts, dog walkers, poplars, theodolites, bus stops, municipal statues and radio masts, all the lonely civil spikes. Here is everything to do with comfort, acoustics, light and shade. I was magnificently bored.